and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. The government of Muhyiddin Yassin won a crucial victory today as the Dewan Rakyat greenlit a draft budget of 2021. Now, after 13 days of debate, the budget bill moved past the policy stage following a voice vote of lawmakers. There was, however, an attempt to call for block voting, which would have meant that every MP's vote would be counted. But it did not get sufficient support from the 15 MPs it needed. Only 13 MPs supported the block voting. Fahmi Fazil, Lembah Pantai MP and PKR Communications Director, joins us on the show now. Good evening, Fahmi. Now, there's a list of names circulating of MPs that stood up to support block voting. Your name is missing from that list. Why didn't you stand up in Dewan Rakyat today?
There was the party had an instruction for us to not to cast our block vote today, and the instruction came from opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim, and that was to allow the vote to, or rather this draft budget to pass the policy stage. This is due to several factors, among which some of the things that we had requested. From Tuku Zafrul, I myself, for example, made a request for funds for non-MOH frontliners, and that was given. But at the same time, we reserve our full numerical objection to a later stage because, contrary to what some media reported, the budget has not passed. It's just past the policy stage. After this, it will go into committee stage where every ministry will be scrutinized. And this is where we will have the opportunity to really look at what these numbers are. By one estimate, what Tengku Zafrul announced today amounts to something like between 200 and 300 million extra, or it's numbers that is moved around. So we need to see where these numbers are coming from and where they will be going exactly before we make a decision.
Fahmi, what's interesting is that I think for many people who have been watching the proceedings and the talk around Parliament this time might feel as though the goalposts have been changed somewhat or shifted, that there was a lot of talk about the legitimacy of the Perikatan National Government and the question of showing numbers, of forcing the government today to show its numbers, and this was going to be the big bust up. The question is, were people misled? Did they misunderstand what was being communicated by Pakatan Harapan and particularly Anwar Ibrahim in the lead up to this particular vote?
No, I don't think so. There will be eventually a face-off, just not today. Because as I said just now, after this, there will be many, many opportunities to test the confidence in the government and the support in the government at every stage. After this, we will have something like maybe 30 ministries, I think, and also the final vote, which will take place on the 15th of December. So at that time, there could be at any time at our own choosing where we may conduct this test. If you remember in 2019, UMNO MPs actually tried to vote down the budget. It was during, I remember it was a night vote at that time, and they almost won. And when we were in opposition back in 2017, we almost won. We almost defeated government budget, but we lost at that time by one vote. So, you know, you could say that a battle today has ended, but the war is still going on.
Can I ask you about the thought process? I mean, what actually happened today? Walk us through the timeline. Opposition leader Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, he told his bloc to stand down. As I understand it, moments before the bloc vote, and some MPs were caught by surprise. Can you explain the sudden change in this leadership decision?
Yeah, I use the analogy of some kind of a battlefield. Actually, we had our own party pre-council earlier this week, and we were instructed that while we are aiming for a vote, but it may change depending on the final calculation and the final assessment of the leadership, and we stuck to that decision. Of course, when you have 108 on the opposition side, perhaps somewhere down the line, some of this is maybe not as clearly heard or understood. So that's why you saw, I mean, if you looked at some footage, you can see some MPs standing up, but then they sat down because the line of sight, it makes it a little bit fuzzy. We can't really see each other because of these barriers. Some people don't read WhatsApp messages, but we tried to coordinate and communicate as well as we could. It was really only at the very last minute that the party whips, the coordinators among the different parties, made the call. And unfortunately, I think some did not hear the instructions at that time.
Finally, I understand from the post-Parliament press conference Anwar Ibrahim gave along with Mat Sabu and Lim Guan Eng, he mentioned meeting with all the MPs and explaining what had happened. He mentioned 91 MPs. I'm wondering about this other discussion. It's that in order for Pakatan Harapan or the federal opposition to work and to defeat the government of the day, they actually needed help from UMNO. Or at least a faction of UMNO. And from what transpired today, it looks like UMNO is solidly behind Muhyiddin Yassin. Is that what happened? Did UMNO fail to deliver? One faction of UMNO failed to deliver to Anwar Ibrahim?
Did they? I'm not so sure. We never really tested that today. So I think the guessing game will continue for a little while longer. But as I said, you know, today there was a battle, but the war wages on. And what's quite critical is, I think, the response that some of the MPs gave. Perhaps we need to take this opportunity over the weekend to really scrutinize what Tengku Zafrul really meant by some of the announcements he made. For example, on EPF, yeah, or I raised a point on the issue of frontliners. What did he mean? Yeah, hospital cleaners, are they considered frontliners? Right, they're not, right, evidently.
Right. So, Fahmi, I understand that you know, there's a question of getting more detail, the question of the granularity of some of the proposals made today by Tengku Zafrul not there, and you want that clarified. But Anwar Ibrahim, in his post-parliamentary press conference, says that in its essence, the budget 2021 is wrong. It's an emphasis in its calculations, in its budget projections. So what will change between now and the 17th of December that will make you decide one way or the other? If it's in its design wrong-headed, how would you support it even, you know, down the line?
Yeah, when we need to see exactly where these numbers are coming from. There are things that we have from the get-go already said that we disagree with. For example, the projections on the collection of corporate and personal income tax, which I think is wildly optimistic. But right now, when it comes to certain things, yeah, like not only emoluments for frontliners, wages and allowances, but I think we need to really look at some of the other pronouncements made today. That's why, for us, some of the pronouncements were not really unwelcomed. For example, the support and assistance given to fishermen, to petani, nelayan, you know, the community that we feel need to be supported more. But at the same time, in the six items that we highlighted to Tengku Zafrul in our meeting with him on the 1st of November, this is where I think we will check against that and finally make a decision, yeah, okay, in the coming weeks.
Well, Fahmi, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. Now, we reached out to many other MPs and you were the only one to say yes to us tonight, so thank you. We're going to take a quick break here on Consider This and we'll be right back with more, so stay tuned.